we're empowered. Let's put it that way.
We're
empowered and we have a strong sense of self and we have a balanced inner ecology.
Yeah.
And it's, we know how to navigate elemental imbalance.
Yeah.
And that's very triggering to people that have elements out of balance, which is basically everyone on the planet.
It's everybody on the planet has that. Yeah, but people do find us triggering. It's so funny. We laugh so damn much.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Wealth Witch Show. I am your host, Leah Steele, The Wealth Witch, and today you are in for a treat. And lots of shenanigans because I am joined by my bestie and business partner, the Earth Oracle, Michelle Patrick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Also, the medicine woman, the tornado medicine woman.
That part.
So, Michelle and I are partners in all the things. And we did an episode of the podcast. I think it's almost been a year now. Since the last episode that we did of the podcast.
Time is disappearing before us, as it always does.
Yes. So you're back.
I am.
We've been getting lots and lots of questions about the work that we're doing together. So we figured it would be an awesome opportunity to come on here and chat about all the things and
all
answer
the things.
All the people's questions.
Yes, of course.
And especially when they can't say the words to us. So we can just say the words and we don't have to hear the words from the other people.
We don't have to hear the words.
Yes.
Bonus.
So Michelle and I have a business partnership called Immortal Alchemy, and we do some really, really epic programs together, and they are ranging from shorter programs that we do a masterclass series, we do a 6-week program, and then we do a heavy-duty 6-month program of self-mastery, which
the
we'll talk a little
program.
Bit. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that on here. But we also recently birthed a incredible emotional clearing modality into the world. And our first practitioners just completed their 6-month training.
I can't
believe
it. And
are getting ready to sit for their assessments to move into their probationary licensure period.
It's crazy.
So it's a big deal. And we're going to talk a little bit about ERC, emotional resonance clearing, as well.
Yes.
On this episode. So we're going to just do what we do, which is have shenanigans, talk shit.
There will be potty mouth, maybe.
Yes.
A little bit.
Likely not the best language on this episode. So
it's
if you're offended,
language.
It's probably not the one to watch for you. Anyway, so thanks for being here. Thanks for coming and getting camera ready with me.
It's so fun.
We do. I feel like we've been shooting so much lately.
Continuously. Yeah.
But it's good.
We look cute.
I guess the other thing that we are a part of is Witches of Wall Street.
Which
together.
Is also a big deal.
Yes. And we're super excited and getting ready to unleash that on the world. And there'll be more coming on that. But Michelle is a part of the reality television show that we will be shooting later this year.
Yes, ma'am.
And there she is known as the medicine woman, which is why I said that in the beginning.
It's a vibe.
Let's talk about the things.
Let's talk about all the things.
So first of all, you were not living in Bali the last time we recorded this podcast.
Shit happens when we're together. I don't know.
And here you are.
I know.
You moved to Bali.
Yeah.
You lived with me for a few months.
Yeah.
Now you have an epic place.
Yes.
You're getting ready for your kids to come over.
Yes.
And you have had a complete and total life change.
Complete.
In the last year.
Yep. Entirely. So last year, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, the past year has been crazy for some people. For me, it's just been crazy in a great way. And for you, right?
Yeah.
It's been an awesome year.
Yeah.
So last year I came to visit in Bali. I was here in January, and then I was here when? September.
Yeah, and then back in December.
And then back in December. I had to move here, babe. Like, I had to. Because I had to. But last year I kind of decided that Bali was going to be my hometown.
Yeah.
And then it just happened, didn't it? It just happened. So I came in December, came back in January. I'm not actually even sure if in January I had planned to just stay for good. Had I? I know I just didn't book a return flight. And then I was like, okay. Well, I'm here now, so.
So you came in December when you came?
Yeah, but then I came back in January, babe.
Oh, right.
Because I had to come back because my best friend, it was her birthday and she's demanding.
So you came in December for my birthday?
Yes, I came in December.
Oh, but then you went home for Christmas.
I went home.
And then you came back.
And I had to come in December. Remember?
Yes.
Yes.
That would not have been acceptable for you not to come in December.
Exactly.
Right. So.
So I did that, and then I went home.
Yes, I don't think you had a return ticket.
No, I didn't. Yeah. So now I'm just here, living in Bali. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, should we get to the questions?
Yes.
Should we go straight to the questions?
Yes.
Okay. So we have an incredible free Facebook group called The Element Factor,
mm-hmm.
and it's literally just facebook.com/groups/ The Element Factor. Mm-hmm. We will put the link in the description of the show for you. We posted in there that we were going to be doing this podcast, and we asked people what they wanted to hear us riff on or what they wanted us to talk about. So let's just go through the questions, shall we?
Yes.
So the first thing people wanted to hear us talk about is bananas.
Tell the people why they want to hear us talk about bananas.
So I think people think we hate bananas. So I think that we should actually kill this very,
myth.
Very evil
yes,
rumor.
I eat bananas every now and again.
I eat bananas occasionally.
Yes.
I actually don't care that much for bananas. I'm not going to lie.
Nor do I.
But I don't hate bananas.
No, neither do I.
What we hate is when people put bananas with other things in their smoothies and in their smoothie bowls.
Yeah, and in their milk.
And why is that, Michelle? Why do we not want
because
people to
do that?
Because
that's just not healthy food combining.
Okay, so what happens, tell the people, what happens when you put a banana on top of other food or fruit that you're eating, or granola,
oh
or
my God.
What happens
like,
inside the body?
Banana is like a damp-forming food, right? So without getting
damp-forming,
yes,
those of you that didn't
it's a
hear
damp-forming
what she said.
Food. And considering most of the general public of the universe has damp in their system because everybody has a deficient spleen, I feel like that's a whole nother podcast. But
about me and my spleen.
About Leah and her spleen. However, certain food groups just shouldn't mix with other things. You know, it's like when you go to a trash can, you go to your kitchen, you lift up the lid of your bin to put something in it, and there's a whole load of fuckery in the bin, right? You would not do that inside your stomach, would you? You look in the bin, you're like, that smells disgusting, it looks disgusting, but half the time we eat like that. So it's like you're putting bananas in the bin, with in your bin, that is your stomach, with all of the other things, and it just doesn't make any nutritional sense or mix.
And it ferments the other
yes.
food, right? Which
yes.
makes it hard to digest.
Yes, because fruit ferments or digests.
So
at
this
a
is
rate.
All fruit. We eat fruit by itself.
Yes.
And not all fruits are meant to be eaten together.
No.
This is why you need to come to our program so you can learn all about this. Because
please.
This is serious business, people.
It is.
And I will tell you, my digestion has radically changed
yes. yeah.
since
yeah.
I started eating fruit alone.
Yeah.
Bananas, you only eat them by themselves, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it digests at a different rate, doesn't it? So, and the body has to digest so many things. So just let it do its little bit, you know,
give
without
it a break.
The fruit. Just give it a break, man. Give it a break. Don't have to have banana with every single meal in your life. Like, what
Besides,
is that?
Besides, it's actually kind of disgusting.
It's disgusting.
But let's tell the people something that's going to make them cry.
What's going to make them cry?
Because we like to do that.
Like what?
Like the other food that should not be eaten with anything should only be eaten alone that is gonna seriously
avocados
yes devastate the people. Okay, so I don't follow this one all the time. I try to, but avocado on salad is just too damn good.
It is. It's like a holy sin not to sometimes.
But avocado also is one that
it's
should only be eaten alone.
Yep, it's
on 30 minutes before.
Yep.
Or how long after? Because this is another misconception,
like,
I think.
Another 30 minutes or so.
Only 30 minutes to digest
whatever
you've eaten until you can eat your fruit.
Yeah.
You heard it here.
Yes, totally. But of course, because we want avocados with all the things. And the whole concept is you're not going to die, right? Nobody's going to die from mixing avocados. So don't come at us, okay? But the fact is we want to optimize your nutritional health, right?
Yes. And you want to absorb the nutrients of the food you're eating.
Exactly. Exactly. And while we've got like 100 different things on a plate, it's very hard for the body to do that. So the body picks and chooses what it wants to digest. And usually it's the things that aren't so great.
Listen, Thanksgiving dinner is a digestion nightmare.
Yes. Yes. Of course it is.
But Americans eat like that every day.
Yep, they do.
So I feel like American eating and the food pyramid could be a whole other podcast.
Listen, don't even bring up the food pyramid here, okay?
So that's bananas. That was the first thing that people wanted to hear us talk about because I feel like we're always harping on bananas.
Yes.
Let's just get the second one out of the way because everybody wants to know about the skincare line. And when is the skincare line launching? Well, if you haven't noticed, we've been a little bit busy. Just a teeny bit.
A little bit.
But the skincare line, we are working hard to get our ducks in a row so that we can get it launched by the end of the year.
Yep.
I'm assuming that we will be doing some promo of the skincare line while we are filming Witches of Wall Street late summer, early fall. Mm-hmm. And I think probably realistic to say that we will have some kind of spectacular holiday launch
of
the skincare line.
Of course. And we're actually going through a process of testing out stuff right now.
Yes, on ourselves, as always.
Our skincare line. So, and it's pretty amazing. So just wait. Okay.
Yes. So it's coming.
It's coming.
We promise.
Yeah.
And it's going to be well worth the wait. Mm-hmm. It is also called Immortal Alchemy. And it's going to be next level.
It's going to be awesome.
For those of you that already have your hands on some of it, you know the things.
You know the thing.
We may do some pre-release stuff, so stay tuned. But we are doing some testing on formulations right now.
Yep.
And adding in more immortality.
Way more immortality.
So we're super excited to get that out into the world to you. So for those of you that have been so patient, thank you. It is coming.
It is coming.
Okay, let's see. The next question, both of you are moms. With Mother's Day coming up, I'd love to hear how your ecosystems work to balance it all with purpose work. I'm learning the art of time bending and would love to know what's your support system like. How amazing are your partners? How are your kiddos a part of your practices? How did becoming a mom shift and enhance your trajectories?
So basically, they want to know all the things.
Yes.
That's all of the things.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, let's, do you want to go to, what's your support system like?
The father of my children is amazing. He's like the best dad in the whole entire world. So while I'm here setting up the things in Bali, he is at home parenting for me in the UK until I can go and get them, which is going to be imminently.
Yay.
And he's always been awesome. So the support unit has always been there. You know, my family.
Mom is also really involved.
My mom is amazing.
She's amazing.
Yeah. So whatever, we just support each other, you know, for whatever is going to be most expansive for everybody.
Yeah. So your children are super independent.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure they're actually watching their father is what's
happening. Yes, basically. That's what's happening. They're awesome. They're so independent. Yeah. Because, you know, I have five.
Yeah.
I have enough for
everybody. All the children.
I have all of the children for all of the people.
But your older two are kind of off doing their own thing anyway.
Yeah. 21, 19, they're doing uni.
Yeah. And then your daughter and your two younger ones are coming to Bali.
They are coming to Bali.
And
my daughter will very much be part of these shenanigans. I'm telling you that. It's going to be hilarious.
I can't wait to meet her.
Yes.
So fun fact, Michelle's daughter's name is Charlie.
Mm.
And Sean and I had Jack because we were convinced that we could have a girl.
Mm.
And our daughter's name was going to be Charlie.
It's the quantum
One
entanglement.
One of many crazy synchronicities between Michelle and I. We did not know each other then.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I didn't even have to have a daughter named Charlie because
I had
already
had you.
One. I just didn't know.
I did it for you. It's okay.
Quantum entanglement. It's a thing, people.
Yes, it is a thing.
Okay, so we talked about how amazing. Okay, so my support system, obviously, you guys know I have an incredible husband who is super, super supportive. I also am so incredibly blessed to have an incredible staff of people mm-hmm. here in Bali that help with all the things, all the day-to-day things. Mm. So the laundry and the cooking and the cleaning and the all of that stuff, which really makes my life much, much easier. I feel incredibly blessed.
Yes.
We didn't always have that though, right? Like there was a time when I had just had a baby, was breastfeeding, was PTA of the Catholic school, was running businesses, was doing all of the things. Yeah. So we've definitely been there and have worked very hard to get away from that place.
Yes.
And now feel very blessed and fortunate that we have the support teams and systems in place that we have. Mm-hmm. And financially have the ability to live the lives that we live, but we created them.
Ashe.
We created them. We did the work. We still do the work.
Continuously doing the work.
Yeah. We do the things.
We do the things.
So that's the support system part. Mm-hmm. How are your kids a part of your practices?
They have no choice but to eat well, which is why they love being with daddy so much, because I'm sure it's not so cute. My daughter loves to make all the products that I make when I'm at home or when they're in my presence and I'm doing like the programs and stuff. Remember when we were apart for a while, Leah, and I was back in the UK teaching, whatever, Becoming Immortal or even ELC. They'd be there, especially the 11-year-old who thinks he's Yoda, is always there watching the things and just partaking, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, my kids largely just sort of do their own things, but Jack has been on live streams and in this world since he was born. I mean, I was nursing him underneath the camera when he was little. So he's literally just been a part of this world. Lately, he's been more independent and he doesn't want to be on camera as much. But it's so funny because I literally like, he'll say stuff to me that I've like said on a live stream, like recently. And I'm like, he'll just be passing through and hear something. And he'll be like, no, you said blah, 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 blah.
And you're like, okay.
Yes,
Thanks, Jackie.
So
he's awesome.
Through observation. They're definitely learning through observation.
Yes.
But I think as parents, we're both very much like, let our kids figure out who they are and be their own people.
I don't domesticate my kids. I think we've got enough of that in the world. And especially with what we do and even like through wellness and through wealth, you know, there's so much control in domestication and it's passed down. It's ancestral, right?
Yeah.
It's ancestral. And I just don't want to raise that next generation of kids being like that. We are parenting. Don't get it twisted. Yep. We're parenting people. but we're just not doing the enslave your child thing.
Yes.
Yes.
We're not doing that.
Not doing that.
Definitely not.
Nope.
How did becoming a mom shift and enhance your trajectories?
Interesting, because I find this question really interesting because people, I know it's not the same for everybody. People think that becoming a mom changes your trajectory, right? But actually, I always had the same trajectory and it's done nothing but enhance it.
Yeah.
So it's like, and being a mother was never stopped me in anything that I wanted to do.
Well, you were getting like 27 PhDs while you had five children.
So it never stopped anything. You know, it just kind of just there as part of my life. And I just kept moving and kept growing and kept expanding and never really allowed it to be this thing. And that's another social thing, right? That I feel like as a woman, we've been labeled with, it's like, oh, you need to mom now.
Yeah.
You know, you need to go and you need to do the mother thing now. Like we can't do anything else. And I think if we can just remove that perception from some of our minds and motivate ourselves in other ways, then of course it's your choice. Do what you want. But anything is possible. Anything, including mothering and growing and expanding.
So bring this back to the elements, because I think it's really interesting, this idea of, well, first of all, there's like this collective judgment that to be a mother, you have to behave a certain way.
Yeah, you have to give up your whole entire life.
Yeah. And that if you somehow pursue your dreams and goals.
Selfish.
That you're selfish.
Yeah.
Or that you're not a good mother.
That you're not a good mother, yeah.
Yeah. So elementally, what is this that's showing up in the collective?
It's the earth. I think it's the earth for me. Are you...
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like it's definitely earth, but there also feels like there's a wood thing here.
Oh yeah.
Where it's like, Mm-hmm. I want to be right. I judge you.
Yeah, of course, collectively, definitely.
And then I'm going to be really, really fucking passive aggressive about it when you don't do what I want you to do or what I don't think you're doing. Exactly. What I think
that
you
is the conscious collective's vibe when it comes to that, right? It is that wood vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, the passive aggressive. And then the mothers are in mother mode anyway. They're in the earth mode in that nurturing, you know, cultivating the path of others before you cultivate the path of yourself. Mm-hmm. And then that's a problem. That's a big problem because then you can't cultivate your path and you don't know what path you're on.
Yeah. Elements, elements.
Elemental, babe.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right, just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time, so click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me. So do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
Okay. Here's a question. What altars do you both have in your homes and how many?
I don't think that we should answer that question.
A lot, people. A lot.
I think there's just some things that people don't need to know. Okay.
So I will say this. Multiple.
Yes.
Multiple.
Yes.
And we, I think, also treat our bodies as altars.
You are the altar.
So but even when it comes to the jewelry that we wear,
yep,
from Little Brown Wren,
mm-hmm,
or some of the other artists that, mm-hmm, we cultivate our collections from.
Manaka.
Yes.
Yes.
But there is a piece, I mean, I think especially with like the jewelry that Kim creates,
mm-hmm,
and we have a collaboration line with her called Immortal Alchemy,
so
for
exciting.
Little Brown Wren. We should have worn it today, actually.
We should have worn it.
What we were thinking.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Kim.
Sorry, Kim.
I have a Kim piece on. Mm. We always have our Kim jewelry on.
Always. Today is the first day that I don't have a piece on.
So, and it's very intentional, like putting those pieces on and wearing those pieces, mm-hmm, and treating our bodies as
the altar. The ceremony. Yep. The prayer.
And you're so ceremonial about what you put in your body also. So maybe, yeah, you could talk a little bit about that.
Mm.
Like the way that you prepare your food, the way that you eat your food, even just watching you prepare your tea, like it's very ceremonial. It's quite stressful sometimes, actually.
Oh my God, it is though. It is. Because I just see everything that goes in my body as a means of, it's part of me. You know, it's funny when we think about our cells and our atoms and where we are. We're sitting down here with our bodies and this is all a result of digestion. So it's like when I eat, I really hold that intention of how magical that is, you know? And I'm a bit of a witch in the kitchen. I love making tea and stuff like that. It's,
yeah,
nothing makes me feel as good as that.
Yeah,
you know?
She looks super happy when she's doing it and I look super annoyed when I'm doing it. I'm like, I have to put this fucking flour in here. I have to put this thing she told me in there. I have to put this other thing Michelle told me in there. Now I have to drink this chlorophyll water. And she's all just like,
It's just, yeah, it's part of me. It's that symbiosis, isn't it? With like creation. I enjoy it immensely.
This is why she has the 42 degrees in naturopathy and herbology and I do not. I just do as I'm told.
Works,
most of
baby.
The time.
It
most
works.
Of the time. Okay, so someone wants to hear us riff on the power of being your authentic self.
Can we just riff on that? Is that going to be a whole nother podcast?
That's
too?
Probably a whole nother podcast. Yeah. Let's do the short elemental version of...
Get your fire in check, that part?
Yes.
The fire element.
The fire element.
Yes. So for those of you who know nothing about the elements, which I hope you do after watching this woman for the past year talking nonstop about the elements, the fire elements, so the elements within us are like an alchemical process, right? So the fire element is the element that allows us to know ourselves. That's the heart, the small intestine, the triple burner, the pericardium and stuff like that. And there's no, I mean, who are we? A lot of us don't know who we are. And it seems like a normal concept, doesn't it? It's like, yeah, I kind of get up every day with myself and I know who I am. But you are a result of social conditioning. You're a result of probably feeling uncomfortable to really express who you truly are in the way you look, in the way you speak, just for social norms of relationships and families and work. You know, so all of these things kind of squeeze us down to make ourselves more acceptable to the general population of human beings on the earth. Whereas I obviously don't subscribe to that.
Obviously not. Yeah, so I mean, I think that this is why we decided to do Becoming Immortal.
Yes.
Because people are so unaware of how the elements impact our lives.
Yes.
And how small shifts make significant changes.
Huge changes. Huge.
And so we live in a culture where everyone is chasing the latest dietary fad,
yep,
the latest fitness program,
yep,
the, you know,
beauty.
They're doing, yeah, latest beauty trend. Mm-hmm. Everyone's trying to reverse age, get thin, get fit,
and also
lose weight, gain weight.
Gain weight. And in purpose work, everybody's trying to be the same as everybody else. Assimilation is a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the power of the work that we're doing with people. Mm-hmm. And this is what we've really seen. So we have a program in launch right now called Becoming Immortal.
It's amazing.
And it starts on May 11th. And we've already done a round of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the 18 women that were in that program had radical transformation.
That's not even the right word for it.
Yeah, I don't know that there is a word for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there
like,
isn't. Yeah.
It was mind-blowing.
Yeah,
I mean, I think we were shocked.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, at the end of the
yeah
program.
Mind-blowing.
The transformation.
Yep.
And it is because we are looking at these small shifts
yep
that create exponential change.
Yep.
And looking at ourselves as an elemental being
yep
and how to bring those pieces of us back into balance.
Mm-hmm.
When that is all harmonious,
yeah,
we don't have to worry about extra weight. We don't
no
have to worry about fatigue. We don't have to worry about chronic pain. We don't have to
digestive
worry about
issues.
Digestive issues.
Yeah. Lack of drive.
Muddled thinking.
Yeah. No vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all comes back into balance.
Yeah.
And so we had women that came because they wanted to lose weight.
Yep.
And ended up finding themselves and are now like doing purpose work.
Yeah, totally.
We had women that came in because they wanted to find their purpose work and
yep
lost 57 pounds.
It's crazy.
That was crazy.
Like, yeah.
So we're looking at whole body wellness.
Yes. Holistic,
and
true holistic wellness.
That for us is, and so for me, you know, if you're listening to the show, you know, I'm constantly talking about holistic wealth.
Yeah.
And that true wealth means to be wealthy means to be wealthy in all areas of your life.
Yeah.
You cannot just be financially wealthy.
Mm-mm.
Because that's not sustainable.
No, it's not.
And so that's what this program does. That's what all of our programs do.
Yeah.
All of our work that we do together.
Yeah, it's holistic.
Including the skincare.
It's expansive.
Is
oh my God.
All going to be about that. How do you treat the whole body?
Yeah.
And that we don't look at the body as these different pieces.
Different
parts. It's like we
nope
look at it as this whole unit.
Yeah. Entirely.
And make those little shifts and make those little changes.
Yeah.
So if you look at pictures of us
from
a year ago,
it's crazy.
We look like entirely different human
completely
beings.
Completely different human beings. Entirely. Yeah.
And
it's actually quite disturbing having to watch those videos, by
yeah
the way.
It is.
It's disgusting.
go watch The Element. Just go join The Element Factor and watch those
and
videos.
See the
and
difference.
You're going to be like, what is going on here? Who are these people?
Who are these people, And that's from doing the work. That's from doing the elemental work.
And I was going to say that even though you've done this work for a really long time, when we really started doing these programs together, we dove into the work.
Entirely.
And that created, I mean, for you, like, I know that you've been living this for so long and you've had this knowledge and you've had this wisdom and, you know, your practices are on point.
Yeah.
But you really stepped into the body of work.
Yes, and the body of work.
And so I think the body of work also in and of itself is transformational.
It was hugely transformational. And again, because, you know, I'm a health professional, so I've been around this work forever, like naturopathy, nutrition, Chinese medicine, you name it, you know, it's part of my practice. But what's interesting is through this work that we've created, going back to the uniqueness and then the knowing of yourself, it really allowed both of us, I think, to explore our inner ecology as our inner ecology and not just the ecology that Google tells you is good for you.
Right.
You know, and through that, we had radical change and shifts just from working with our own internal systems rather than doing what I would usually do and, you know, maybe having a skin breakout and then going straight to the naturopathy that I know gets rid of skin rather than looking at what was going on in my internal system for that to happen.
Yeah. So somebody had asked a question or asked for us to riff about energy centers and meridians. So talk a little bit about your understanding of, and I know that this is a, this could be again, another podcast.
This is a whole podcast.
All of these topics could be, but talk a little bit about your understanding and I guess bring it back to five element theory and the work that we're doing, but energy centers, meridians, chakras, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay, so that's quite a lot of information you've asked me. And you know I like to say all the words,
so I'm going to try and keep it brief.
So I view us as bioenergetic fields, right? Essentially manifest in matter. And we have these different bioenergetic centers and kind of rivers and streams that lead to different organ systems in our bodies. You know, we have like our different organ systems and then we've got the rivers and streams that kind of lead to those organ systems. And those rivers and streams contain what I would call chi or life force pertaining to those different systems. And it all completely makes the beautiful roadmap of yourself, you know? And chakra energetically, you know, these bioenergetic centers are, what they do really for me is that, well, the way that I work with it, even with Healy, is they are what nourish like the systems and the organs that are held in that particular energetic center. So sometimes, you know, you could get a weak lower back or something and you don't really understand why you have a weak lower back, but it could be your sacral chakra, like your bioenergetic center, because we live in a bioenergetic environment that's continuously being polluted, right? Could be weak. So then the organ systems, the kidneys, the womb, the lumbar spine could then be affected from that weakness in that energetic center. And it's the same with the rivers and the streams inside of ourselves that nourish our different organ systems, right? Sometimes they go dry, or sometimes they've got too much chi in them, depending on your holistic lifestyle. You know, and then that has a direct result on your holistic wellness. So I like to nourish my bioenergetic centers before I nourish what's internally.
So again, this is like so opposite of what we do in Western thought, philosophy, theory, medicine, where we're like, find the symptom, treat the symptom.
Treat the symptom and then still have the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas we work this way. And in our work, like especially becoming immortal, ERC and all of those things, essentially we are working with those kind of things, right? Yeah. You're working with the actual element, the pathologies that arise from these centers and these meridians, causing the issues, the emotional pathologies, the physical pathologies. So yes.
Yes.
That's the short answer, if there is one. Was that suitable, Miss Steele? Was that suitable for you?
Yes, it was amazing. So this is interesting. We talked a little bit about this, but we could actually go in a little more in depth into this. So talk more in depth about why finding one's own true path through the elements has a direct impact on our purpose work and how we show up, ignite, and motivate others to do the same.
Oh my God, I've got so much to say on this subject. So, you know, I believe that we're all, whatever you view, I mean, we all have different spiritual views, right? So there is consciousness. There is consciousness that is running through everything, the plants, the outside, our external environments, and us. And consciousness kind of chooses its way. It's our little fractal of consciousness, the way it wants to manifest through us. you know, but it's not going to manifest through like me as it exactly as it does for you. Well, unless there's quantum entanglement, which there evidently is, but we both have different fingerprints, you know, so we are a different kind of manifestation of consciousness. And through the elements and working through those building blocks of consciousness that exist inside of us, you can kind of get an insight into what your deficiencies are, especially pertaining to your particular constitution of element. So once you go inside the elements, just say if you're fire constitution, you've got issues with vision and with clarity and knowing yourself. And then you go in, like, just say what we do in Becoming Immortal and stuff is really expand on that element and the constitution of the person. Then through the nourishing of the internal systems that manifest the ability to do these things, by tonifying and working with that system, you do gain clarity. You do start to know who you are, you know? And then when you have kind of, when you're entrenched in your little fractal of consciousness, then it's vibrating and that frequency into the world around you. So you're not only changing your internal reality, but your external reality. Because we are creators, baby.
Yes, we are. That's true.
Yes.
So those are all the questions
that
we chose for this particular podcast. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk a little bit about why we're doing these programs, because we both had very successful businesses on our own and we didn't need to come together in partnership to give more offerings to the world.
Yeah.
I mean, we certainly could have stayed busy on our own, exactly. Doing our own things.
Yeah.
But we did come together in collaboration, and I know that we're both so passionate about this body of work that we're bringing to the world.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk a little bit about that and, you know, why we've chosen to invest our time, energy, money into building this separate brand and creating this work.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I'll just say, like, I felt like there were a lot of synergies between the two of us. We have a lot of similar thought, feeling about things. And I really saw that there was an incredible synergy in the work that we do separately that brought together could really create change for people.
Radical. Huge change.
And for me, you know, my entire life is about emancipating people from slavery of all kinds.
Yep.
Primarily financial slavery.
Yeah.
But it's so intertwined and in depth with the things that we work with as well.
Like
we are controlled and manipulated through our food supply, through our medical care, our medicine, our, you know, we, our physical vessel and body
wellness,
is manipulated
period.
Just as much as our brain and our consciousness is.
Yep, totally.
And for me, I really saw this as a way to help emancipate people from the physical chains of conditioned and programmed slavery.
Exactly. Yep.
That exists in the world. And so it really made sense to me because, one, I started doing the work and I started having radical change.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm an emotional clearing practitioner. And as we were diving into five element theory, I was like, hey, Michelle, I think there's a modality here.
Which
then we started working together on it. And we were like, not only is there a modality here, like this is the most epic thing ever.
Yeah.
And we've just been blown away since with the results that our clients have been getting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess talk a little bit about why you decided that you wanted to come into this partnership and not just continue doing all of your incredible work in the world, because you're changing lives all the time.
I do my best. I'm just doing my best. Very much the same thing. Like, you work a lot with the condition, you know, conditioning, the domesticated programs, which essentially is what stagnates people from growth, from being wealthy in all areas of their life. And wellness is much the same, right? Wellness is the same. And wellness is a means of controlling the general public or the populations of the world through the food supply, through, you know, pharma, through all of these things. It keeps us small, it keeps us controlled, and it keeps us not living our expansive lives. So through this kind of collaboration, it seems like it's just an amazing way to be able to offer people a different kind of view than this colonized mind state of wellness that exists, you know, because through the body, we've been given this amazing body, Leah, like this amazing body to do all of these amazing things with, that carry this amazing soul. What do we say? It's the chariot to the immortal soul. And it's such a shame that so many of us go so long without really getting to understand what we have been given. And I just really saw that through what we are developing and continuously bringing and creating in this is really giving people an opportunity to learn what they have, you know, from an alchemical perspective, a fun perspective. It belongs to you. You don't have to sit in a boring biology class for like 2 hours to learn about yourself and bring in all of the conscious work and the manifestation work, you know, that comes from learning about matter and vibration and frequency. It's life changing. It's a life changing body of work.
Yeah.
Truly.
So I really truly feel like, and I think the reason I'm so passionate about it is what I'm seeing in our clients mm-hmm. is that when they do this work and when they are able to take back control of their own physical vessel
and the internal environment.
Yeah, it's no longer being controlled and manipulated externally. Yeah. They actually have the ability to see the fucking matrix.
Oh yeah, totally.
So their eyes, it's like all of a sudden they're 3 months in the program and they're like seeing everything.
Everything. They're like, oh.
Everything that's been masked and clouded from poisoned food, poisoned medicine.
Yeah.
Like programming, conditioning around what you should eat and how you should eat it. It's like when we move all of that garbage out of the way and people start putting fuel in their body and treating their bodies like this incredible chariot that it is.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like somebody took a windshield was covered in mud and they start cleaning it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they can see and they can see all of it, all of the programming, not just as it pertains to wellness or wealth, but like
the whole shebang.
Their whole life changes and opens up. And right now in today's day and age, the world that we're living in right now, this is the work that we need most in the
100%.
World. We need to be able to see what is actually happening in the world.
And also receive what we are meant to bring into the world.
Yeah.
But how can you do that?
Step into our power, right?
Exactly.
Because that's really what this work does is empowers you to be your own inner physician, empowers you to step into your sovereignty, into your individuality. Yours, nobody else's.
Nobody else's,
And when you get a taste of that, I feel like, when we see our clients get a taste of that sovereignty or that power, it's like all of a sudden they're like, nobody's going to tell me what to do.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to bullshit me. Nobody's going to control me. Nobody's going to manipulate me.
And they know what they have. They know what they have. And instead of doing that stop, start, that stagnated thing that we do as people, because you don't know what you have and you're still wearing your rose tinted glasses, you know, they don't have them on anymore. So that trajectory and that vision is maintained in whatever direction that they're able to go in, you know, because they're doing it from a state of sovereignty.
It's so good. Everybody needs to do this program.
Everybody
I cannot wait for the next round to start. We're diving deeply into it again.
Yes, totally.
We're so excited. We actually already have.
Yes,
we started on the 27th.
Yep, we started.
Was that the 27th? Last.
What day is it?
I don't even know what day it is. I don't know. But that's because we're so committed to the work.
I know. We're just doing the work.
It's probably the 27th now.
So a week ago.
I do want to address something though.
Yeah.
Because I think one, people are triggered by us. Two,
they
people
are.
Think that this program is like a hell boot camp and not fun.
It's not.
So I want to talk about it because I know that we are intimidating. I know that we come off triggering.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think because we're embodied, which I actually hate that word, but it fits here.
Yeah.
We're empowered. Let's put it that way.
We're
empowered and we have a strong sense of self and we have a balanced inner ecology.
Yeah.
And we know how to navigate elemental imbalance.
Yeah.
And that's very triggering to people that have elements out of balance, which is basically everyone on the planet.
It's everybody on the planet has that. Yeah, but people do find us triggering. It's so funny. We laugh so damn much.
Oh my gosh. All we do
people
is laugh.
Think
and if you come into this program, by the way, I just have to say this, like any client will tell you it's just like 90% shenanigans and 10% epic information that changes your life. But
definitely.
90% of it is probably
total
not 90%,
shenanigans.
But it's like at least 50%.
A total shenanigans. Yeah, it is. But I think from the outside, people do find us quite triggering because also, can we just talk about the feminine piece?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I don't really like this kind of thing, you know, but I think to most women or whatever that have also been conditioned in that kind of mind state that they think that we're quite masculine.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
So we were on the Help Me Rhonda show recently and we opened this can of worms.
Yes,
and I'm going to touch on this, but I actually think that we need to pull our panel of women, witches of Wall Street together.
Yeah.
And talk about this.
Oh, 100%.
Like we need to go deeply into this subject because I know you and I and a couple of the others have very similar thoughts, but there are a couple in our group that probably don't.
Yeah.
And again, this is individual, so it's okay for you to have whatever view Definitely. And feeling and belief that you have. 100. But yes, absolutely. I think that people see us as very masculine, especially yeah. when it comes to the work that we do in the world.
Exactly.
And the way we do that work and the yeah. way we assert ourselves in the world exactly. and the way we show up in the world.
Yeah. Why does that have to be masculine? It disgusts me.
Yeah.
So that's a whole nother podcast. Yeah. But I think that's quite triggering because, you know, the idea of femininity has also been manipulated by patriarchy.
Let's Absolutely.
Just keep it, let's just keep it real. Yeah. Okay. So there's through this program and this ideal of what that should look like.
Yeah.
Me and you are the most feminine. If you hear Leah scream when I needle liver kidney 3 on her, that is a very feminine scream, people. Okay. There is nothing masculine about it when Leah screams. Okay. You don't have to be scared. So, yeah.
We're really not scary, though, is the thing. Well, actually, we are scary at times.
Yes.
When yeah. you're not holding yourself accountable, when you're not showing up for yourself, when you're breaking commitments to yourself,
yeah.
we're going to call you on your shit. Like, that is how we do yeah. this program. But yeah. we have so much fun.
We have so much, the most
fun. So yeah. we decided we needed to lighten up a little bit and yeah.
Stop putting out
super dark, witchy, moody photos. Max, that's for you.
Yes, Max.
We're taking your advice and shifting the branding a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we do have so much fun. And self-mastery isn't misery.
It's not. It's fun.
It's so fun. It's and we so still fun. Drink wine. And we still yes, eat cheese.
Not right now we don't,
Well, we're not right now.
So upset. Just Why did you have to mention that?
Just for 75 days. Ugh, we're not drinking wine.
So upsetting.
But we do eat meat. Yes. If you're a vegan, sorry, not sorry. We eat meat.
Yes.
We eat meat. We mm-hmm. eat cheese. We drink wine.
Yes.
We do. We have 4 a.m. hip hop karaoke parties from time to time with many bottles of wine.
Yes. It happens all the time.
But we know how to bring ourselves back exactly. into balance on the other side of it. And that really is what we want to teach.
Yeah, exactly. That self-mastery.
I mean, you don't have to stay up till 4 a.m. having hip hop karaoke parties singing. With 20 bottles of wine.
Yeah.
You might want to.
You might want to, but you don't have to.
Because it's really
that.
Fun.
It is fun. But. But you know, we get up the next day and we work at 6 a.m.
Yep.
That. You know, so it's like, and it's just fun. Self-mastery is fun, yep. you know, but again, this perception, this colonialized idea of wellness has built the idea that wellness is not opulent, it's lack.
Yeah. And then it has to be hard.
And it has to be hard and it has to be lack. You know, you have to drink Reese smoothies all day and go to yoga 5 times a day.
We hate yoga.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry if you like yoga, but we hate it.
So yeah, it's just not my vibe. It's not my vibe, yeah. you know? So yeah, it doesn't have to be. I mean, I'm the healthiest I've been in my whole entire life. I feel amazing. And it's just getting more and more expansive because we get to facilitate the work. And when you get to teach it, you are of it.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's fun. I have the most fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have our free group, The Element Factor. Yeah. You can dive in there. There's an epic amount of content in there already. We're in the middle of a live stream series that we're going to be continuing on
yes,
this week.
We need to do that.
So we've got, I think, 3 more live streams coming in that series. So yeah. lots of incredible free content in the Element Factor group. So make yeah. sure you check that out.
Yeah.
And if you are like, this sounds amazing and you want to know more about our program, Becoming Immortal, we still have spots available.
Yeah.
And it is by application only because we yes. want to know you're serious about your wellness journey.
Yep.
But there will be a link to an educational video mm-hmm. that talks more about what the program is, what it entails, what you can expect. And we have 3 of our alumni on with us in that informational video yeah. sharing their testimonials, which
They're
are
amazing.
They'll
testimonials.
Blow your mind. Yeah. They're just incredible. So the link for that video will be in the show description as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being here. It's fun as always. I feel like we have another 12 podcasts
at least
that we need to record.
Yes, we do.
So we will be back, I'm sure, with more.
Of course.
But until next time, how can you really, truly start to step into your own individuality? Like, stop giving your power away. And remember that you are the most powerful creator in your universe, like in your world. You hold the keys to the kingdom. And especially when it comes to creating and cultivating wealth and creating and cultivating health. Mm-hmm. And so we'd love for you to join us in any way on this journey. Definitely check out the free Facebook group. Come join us in Becoming Immortal if you're called. Until next time, have an amazing rest of your day, morning, evening, wherever you are in the world. Remember, it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life, and you are so worthy and you are so deserving. That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you are the most powerful creator in your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, signing off.